Proverbs 3, verses 13 through 26. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Indeed, happy is the man, or woman, that finds the wisdom of God. And happy is the man that gets his understanding. Why? Because wisdom and understanding is worth far more than gold, silver, rubies, diamonds, cars, houses, land, or anything earthy that you could desire or gain. Nothing on this earth can even come close to comparing to God's wisdom and understanding. His wisdom and understanding possess long and full life. In them can be found lasting riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to all who lay a hold of her. And everyone who finds wisdom and understanding and keeps her is truly happy. So while the world chases happiness, riches, long life, peace, and prosperity in the things of this earth, they can never truly lay hold on these things. Because only the wisdom and understanding of God can bring these things to men. But woe be to the people of God. Woe be to the church. Woe be to the quote-unquote man of God that offer and pursue happiness through material prosperity and gain and gold and riches, but refuse to seek God's wisdom and his understanding and his ways above all else. Oh, they might have many emotional experiences, but they will never find lasting happiness. They might offer the abundant life of Christ, but they know nothing of it. The Lord himself used wisdom to found the earth. He used his understanding to establish the very heavens himself. It required his knowledge to break up the depths and make the clouds drop down the dew. So if God himself needed his own wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to frame and build this universe, how much more do we, his creatures, need his wisdom, understanding, and knowledge to live properly and happily the way he intended for life to be? Oh, let us lay hold of wisdom and discretion and never let them out of our sight. Only they can give life to our souls. Only they can bring the grace of God to our hearts. And they will lead us into the way of safety and into the paths of peace. We will no more need to be afraid of sudden destruction or the day of evil, because then the Lord will be with us, and He will be our confidence and protection. And we'll be able to lie down and sleep sweetly in peace. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Proverbs 3, verses 13 through 26.